producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. If there's something on your mind and you'd like a little bit of help with it, and you think that I might be able to help you through with it, I would love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. In addition to being National Dessert Day, which is, of course, one of my faves, this is the day in 1884 where George Eastman, yes, of Eastman Kodak fame, received a patent on his new paper strip photographic film. Dun, dun, dun. 1884. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
31 years. Yeah, 31 years that we've had the ability to take photographs. Well, no, we had the ability to take photographs before that because there were Civil War photographs, but they were on silver plates. So this became paper as opposed to needing glass and silver. So it's a huge change. Civil War is the first time that photography was actually used. I don't know why you know that. As I said, I have a brain for trivia. The big ideas sometimes elude me, but the stuff gets stuck there like lint. This is something that only Manny could love. In 1908, the Chicago Cubs defeat the Detroit Tigers 2-0, clinching the World Series. It would be the last one so far.
Yep, they have not won it since.
1908.
They inched one step closer last night.
Yeah.
They knocked out the Cardinals.
Yeah, 107 years.
Yep.
107 years.
And of course, a couple days ago, we had the... It was the curse of the Billy Goat, and that was part of why people think the Cubs have not been able to win the World Series because of the whole curse of the Billy Goat thing we talked about the other day.
Yeah, we did. In 1912, while campaigning in Milwaukee, the former President of the United States, Teddy Roosevelt, was shot and mildly wounded by John Schrank, a mentally disturbed saloon keeper. With a fresh wound in his chest and a bullet still within it, Mr. Roosevelt still carries out his scheduled public speech. Do not mess with Teddy. That's amazing, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely.
When you say Rough Rider, you're not even messing around.
Yeah.
In 1958, the District of Columbia's Bar Association votes to accept African Americans as member attorneys, which is really remarkable, except it was in 1958. Jeez Louise.
Yeah.
I mean, what took so long?
Yeah.
So it's 60 minus 3, 57 years.
Mm.
1964, Martin Luther King Jr. received the Nobel Peace Prize for combating racial inequality through nonviolence on this day. In Times Square last night, there was a huge billboard that had all the Nobel Prize winners, which is pretty cool. I mean, as opposed to selling beer or cigarettes or some wretched movie, they had the Nobel Prize winners. You go, guys. I think it was a Microsoft. I think Microsoft sponsored it. In 1968, the Apollo program, the first live TV broadcast by American astronauts in orbit, was performed by the Apollo 7 crew. Do you know there are still people who believe that that whole moon landing was just set up in a studio, that it was all bogus?
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
But they believe Fox News. I didn't know that was rude. In 1979, the first gay rights march in D.C., the National March on Washington for Lesbian and Gay Rights, demands an end to all social, economic, judicial, and legal oppression of lesbian and gay people and draws 200,000 people. So it only took another 36 years. Man, well, we move. I suppose we should be grateful that we move. But 36 years.
Wow. In
1982, Reagan proclaims a war on drugs, which a lot of people feel was one of the disasters of our economic system, our legal economic system, because so much money was diverted, and it's been so ineffective. 2003 Chicago Cubs fan Steve Bartman became infamously known as the scapegoat for the Cubs for losing Game 6 of the 2003 National League Championship to the Florida Marlins.
Yep, I remember that well.
So we have
a lot of
theme
Chicago
here.
Cubs history going on this week.
Yeah, well, we've got scapegoats, we've got goats, curses of goats. I mean,
yep.
All right. So here's the story that sort of caught my eye, which I decided. I mean, this just seems to me extraordinary. Okay, there's an aunt who sued her nephew over reckless birthday hug. Okay. I'm not sure I'm going to even tell you her name because I have the sense that she wants attention and I don't really want to give her attention in this.
I don't think she deserves to.
I don't. We're not going to tell you her name.
Yeah.
She just, nincompoop city. 8-year-old boy was negligent when he jumped into her arms. Certainly 8-year-old boys jumping into an aunt's arms to give her a hug. Negligent. Yeah. Knocked her down, broke her wrist. She testified that the injury made it hard for her to hold a plate of hors d'oeuvres. Tragic. At least one juror wrinkled her nose at an explanation. It seems like it was more than one. We just didn't think the boy was negligent. What would it be? How could you have a negligent 8-year-old? I mean, you could have a negligent doctor who took out the wrong lung. You could have a negligent lawyer who didn't know the law. You could, I suppose, have a negligent psychologist who gave you the wrong medication. But how would you have a negligent 8-year-old? I mean, what's a what would be a competent 8-year-old, for heaven's sakes? The lawsuit was filed a couple years ago for $127,000 in damages from the kid who is now 12. He was the only defendant. His father accompanied him to his court. The story gets even better. His mother died last year. The jury is instructed to view the child as a child and not as a reasonable person standard. When you're talking about young children, you're talking about a subjective standard, not an objective standard. The child is not required to conform his behavior to the way a reasonable adult is expected to behave. But, I mean, look, even if Manny jumped into her arms, I mean, come on. If he'd been 18, if the kid had been 18, he would have been expected to act like a reasonable adult. We never expect Manny to act like a reasonable adult, not even once. I instructed the jury to consider what a prudent 8-year-old boy would have done when his aunt came to his birthday party. Prudent. The person who's a human resource manager, yeah, I want her in charge of my human resources because the milk of human kindness has coagulated in her veins, sat with a slight smile as she had during much of the 2-day trial. She begged judicial marshals to escort her to her car. They agreed. She's unmarried, has no children. She went to the party in 2011. The boy had gotten his first 2-wheeler for his birthday, was riding a bright red bike. When he spotted her, he dropped the new bike on the ground, exclaiming, "Auntie, Auntie." All of a sudden, he was there in the air. I had to catch him, and he tumbled onto the ground. He weighed 50 pounds. I remember him shouting, "I love you," and there he was flying at me. Certainly a reason to sue the kid. She said she didn't complain to the boy at the time. His birthday party, I didn't want to upset him. Her life was turned upside down as a result of her injury because she didn't able to hold on to hors d'oeuvres. This woman lives in my city. I don't even want to talk about that. I live in a third floor walk up. It's been very difficult.
Mm.
You know, I mean, who's going to pay her? The insurance company? The whole thing just seems to me to be tacky, to say the least.
Yeah.
And on a story that has nothing to do with this, but was also irritating, is it turns out that the U.S. pays 3 times more than any place else for drugs in this country. Not illegal drugs, not Reagan's war on drugs.
Like prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we pay 16 times more for it than the same drug that's available in Brazil.
Wow.
The idea is the United States is subsidizing the rest of the world's use of drugs. And one of the reasons, as I said, the reason I know anything about this is because God bless my Canadian affiliates who, if whenever there's a drug, you know, even, I don't know that they take aspirin out, but it's illegal to go directly to the consumer to advertise drugs in Canada, which it should be here as well. Inappropriate and costly. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in the area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want, like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now, I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure, and it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying $1, $1.50, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay, ProPure.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there. Tell them of how I'm yearning away, Judy.
There you go. All right, so listen, this is a huge Broadway season that is just beginning to launch. I'm actually seeing the Gin Game tomorrow night with Cicely Tyson and James Earl Jones, so that should be really fun. We've got Al Pacino coming. Bruce Willis is making his Broadway debut later in the season. a huge amount of Broadway. This week is kind of, well, I'll tell you the big name play first, although it was by far and away not my fave, but I mean, part of it, let me just be honest with you, Fool for Love, the Sam Shepard play, has never been one of my favorite plays. This one stars Sam Rockwell as Eddie and Nina Arianda as May, Joseph Gordon-Weiss as the old man. All right, the story is a couple that can't decide to love each other or hate each other. Okay? So that's pretty, you know, pretty basic stuff. And to a certain extent, the title tells you everything. We're in a sleazy motel in the Mojave Desert. Sam Rockwell, I've been a fan of Sam Rockwell's since, Shawshank Redemption, I think. I think he's a terrific actor and brings an intensity to the part. And I think he's really very good in this. You have to remember the original was played by Sam Shepard. And her name just went into my head, Kim Basinger, Alec Baldwin's ex. This one, so Sam comes in, and he's kind of a cowboy and trying to deal with Nina. I'm a fan of Nina's as well. She was in Fur, and I've met her, and she's a lovely woman. The problem in this one is I don't know if it was her interpretation or the director's interpretation, so I don't know whom to blame in this one. But she basically, it's like a pinball machine. She's bouncing all over the stage the entire time. And all I could think of was, somebody should adjust her dosage. I mean, you know, that it was just, it didn't make any sense to me. That she really did seem to be bipolar more than anything else. And so it's a little hard to watch. She's an interesting actor, as is he. I just don't think they meshed very well. And I think it loses the sense of the play about what's really going on, which is the old man is kind of the Greek chorus in this one. So the star power is there. As I said, it's never been one of my favorite plays. But it's like Sam and Nina are in separate plays, that he plays it kind of down low, and although he does do a split there, which is very impressive. And with her, I mean, you can understand why nobody would really want to deal with her, because she's completely unpredictable. As I said, I think we should deal with her dosage more than anything else. Okay, so that was not one of my faves. However, there is one tiny play and one sort of off-Broadway play down at the Public Theater. Now, you have to remember the Public Theater is where Hamilton began, where Chorus Line began. So they have a long and glorious history of starting a new play that then went on to great heights. Barbecue may be one of them. It is very funny. It is very smart. It is very smarmy at the same time, very well acted. And I'm not going to tell you very much about it. The biggest clue I will give you is that they will not hand you your playbill until intermission, till halftime. All right? And there's a reason for this. And hopefully none of my colleagues will tell you what the reason is, because it's kind of fun to discover on your own. But this is smart theater. It has to do with family and addiction and the deals we make and celebrity and fame and all sorts of interesting things. Plus, it is very smart. It is very funny and a pleasure to be there. I think I gave that like even 4.5 or 5 stars. The smallest play, but probably the most enjoyable this week, is in a little tiny theater. It's at the Abington Theater Company Presents. It's in this little, you have to climb up, well, you don't actually have to climb, there's an elevator, in this little tiny theater. And my thing about little tiny theaters is, as you know, I'm a little claustrophobic, and I've seen some of my favorite stuff that I've ever seen, because I walk into one of those little theaters, and it's hot, and it's crowded, and I'm thinking, oh, please. And some of my best moments at the theater have been in there, also some of my worst, to be quite honest. This one was really one of my best. It's called Cutthroat by J.B. Reich. And what it concerns is three men and three women, all of whom are very talented. And it starts with the idea being that a couple are trying to get their three-year-old into nursery school, into an appropriate nursery school. Now, we've seen this before. It's been the subject of documentaries. It's been a scene of some theater last year. And, you know, I'm thinking, oh, please, I've seen this before. And it morphs into something much smarter, much funnier, much more profound. The first, I think it's 95 minutes. And the first part is just hilarious. And it's really fun to go to the theater and be charmed and amused by people's writing as opposed to a musical. I mean, I love musicals, but that's a whole different experience than people making you laugh, not by stand-up, but by cleverness and wit and recognition. So, and this deals with parenting issues, both for your kid and for your mom. It deals with friendship. It deals with sibs. It deals with competition. It deals with neighbors. It really covers a huge spectrum. And by the end, it's actually, there will be a little tear in your eye unless you're much tougher than I am. So Cutthroat is one of those things that really begs for a larger stage. And you know, it was really fun being, believe it or not, in this little tiny space that holds maybe, I would say maybe 100 people, but that it may be closer to 75. And it's theater in three quarters of the round. The stage is just bare except for little cubes that people move around. But it's funny, it's smart, it's wise, it's touching, it's honest, it's satiric, it's everything you go to the theater for. So Fool for Love, I was not in love with. Barbecue is a really fun outing. But my choice of the week is Cutthroat. And the tickets, because it's off Broadway, are going to be a little less expensive. And hopefully I'll be able to tell you in a couple of months that it's moved on to a bigger venue and you'll have another chance to see it, because it's really worth seeing. Alrighty, more details at drjoy.com about upcoming theater. As I said, it's going to be a very active theater season, a lot of stuff going on between now and the end of the year, and then a hiatus in January and February, unusual. Usually January is quiet around here, but February usually picks up. But this year it doesn't start again until about the middle of March. It's also, we had a lot of holdovers from last year that are still playing, which means there's not as much studio space available. And there are just fewer plays. Last year was an unusually prolific year. There were 64 plays that opened somehow between January and May. That's a lot of plays. And some other ones had opened earlier in the year as well. So in terms of the Tonys this year, I think if I were putting on a play and a musical this year, I would wait till next year because Hamilton's going to clean up. Hamilton can't actually clean up the Drama Desk because they won all the awards last year, but the Tonys don't do off-Broadway. Drama Desk does both. So if you're going to be in New York, make sure you go to the theater. Movies are great, but theater is once in a lifetime experience. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to seven amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring seven secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, Charmers, if you're going to call me, call me now, because we're moving toward the end of the, not the hour, but the program. So don't call me with 1 minute left to go, because then I just really don't have much time. I mean, I can give you a homework assignment, but it'll frustrate you, and it'll frustrate me. So there we go. And double frustration we don't need. However, we are sort of behind on email, so can we knock off an email here?
Oh, I have to do
knock it. Off sounds hostile, doesn't it? Can we entertain an email here?
Sure.
All right.
That works.
That.
Yeah. This email is from Julia, and Julia says, Dr. Joy, how do I get over my past so I can better connect with my family and friends? I'm a 42-year-old, happily married, stay-at-home mom to my four kids, ages 12, 4, and 2-year-old twins. I was raised without affection and told many times while growing up by both parents that I was a mistake, and if abortion had been legal, I wouldn't have been born. I have never forgotten those words. Add to that the physical abuse until I was 17. For example, I'd cover my eyes and curl up in a ball while being hit with a belt at 17 years old. I look at my own kids and could never do such a thing to them. When I discussed my feelings with my parents, they both denied everything. I now see my parents a couple times a year during the holidays for the kids' sake. They are completely different as grandparents, and I try to separate that relationship because I love my own grandparents dearly. To this day, I don't know how to accept and get over my childhood crap. Help.
Okay. You can't go back, Sugar Plum. And I remember having a conversation with my mom at one point. My mother's first name is Ruth. And at one point, my mother said something about, she said, "You're ruthless." And I am many things which are not very admirable, but ruthless is not one of them. And it only occurred to me many years later. I mean, I was devastated when she said that. And it only occurred to me many years later with the perspective, I suppose, of bringing in your intellect to something that's emotional, that what she meant was I wasn't like her. And I think that's true. But her name is Ruth. So, in fact, I was not like Ruth. What I heard was that you have no concern for other people's feelings. You will do whatever it takes. And as I said, there are lots of things about me that are not the least bit admirable, but that just is not accurate. And so at one point I said to her, in between those two times, in between when she said it and when I sewed it out, that it probably meant something completely different. We were talking with Deep earlier in the program about unconscious, you know, about your unconscious, and that was hers bubbling up. And I said, "Mom, you said that." She said, "No, I didn't." So, and the only reason I use that as an example is Dawn very clear that she did, and she is equally clear that she did not. So, have parents, I mean, listen, at some point I guarantee you, darling, that your parents, your kids are going to say, "Mom, you said this," and you're going to say, "No, I didn't." Because most parents, first of all, love their kids. They may not be terrifically good at it, but they do love their kids. They're not perfect people. They were raised by imperfect people. And so every time you get a generation that is not perfect, that raises children who are not perfect, who then have children who are not perfect, it tends to exacerbate the problem. The only thing I think we can all hope for as parents and as children is that we find different problems, because if you find the same problem over and over again. But I would argue that the universal issue with parents is saying things in the heat of a moment that they didn't mean. And, I mean, look, when a parent is furious with a teenager or with a kid, they're saying, you know, "You were an accident." I mean, what they probably meant is you were not planned, but we know that at least one out of every three, and probably, believe it or not, closer to two out of every three children in America were born, were not planned. So it puts you in very good company, number one. Number two, it's a really cruel thing for parents to say, but a lot of people, some of them being parents, when they're angry, don't necessarily guard their mouths as much as they should. But as you point out, kids get hurt by those things. We do have a special place in our heart for our parents and their praise and especially their criticism. So here's the deal. There are a couple ways of looking at this. One is to realize that you're probably a better parent than your parents were because of the things that they did, and hopefully you're more careful about the things you say. I guarantee you at some point, Julia, your kids are going to come and say, "I can't believe you did that. You ignored me," or "you paid more attention to the twins," or one of the twins will say, "You love the other one better." I mean, it's inevitable. So understand that, first of all, it's going to happen to you, which may give you a slightly more, and you're saying, "Well, yeah, but nobody hit, you know, I'm not going to hit my kids with a belt." Well, one of the reasons you're not going to hit your kid with your belt is you know how it feels to you. So you could view your parents as, you know, there are two ways to be a role model. One is to see what to do, and the other is to see what not to do. So one of the ways, believe it or not, of viewing your parents is, well, I learned how not to parent, different ways of parenting from my parents, so I can be a different kind of parent to my kid. Not perfect, but different, number one. Number two, rather than argue about what happened or didn't happen, because we have imperfect memories. We were talking earlier about dreams, and that people can, I think we've all had the experience of dreaming something and not sure if it happened or didn't happen. And I'm not arguing that it did or didn't happen. I'm just saying that that's very much a part of the human condition, especially when we're talking about enormously emotional issues. But figure out what you want going forward. Can't go backward. But, for example, I had a similar question from a listener, which is a little easier to negotiate than an email, but nevertheless, who said, you know, my parents never came to any of my events. They always went to my brother's events. I said, "Well, what would you like?" I said, "Well, I'd like to go to a ball game with my mom." I said, "All right, so here's what you're going to do. You're going to call up your mom and say, Mom, I'd really like for us to go to a ball game. And sure enough, they went to a ball game. And at one point, she called me back, which, again, you know that I often don't hear the end of the story, but she called me back to say, you know, we're at the ball game, and her mom said, I just love being with you. In fact, I just love you. At which point, and my listener's telling me this after they went to the ball game, she called me back to tell me. And she said she burst into tears and put her arms around her mother and said, I love you too. And things have been much better since then. Now, I'm not guaranteeing that's what's going to happen. I would probably suggest that you don't take your parents on as a pair just because they're going to have different responses, and then you have to negotiate both at the same time. So I would not so much divide and conquer and not certainly go to your mom and talk about how lousy your dad was, or talk to your dad about how lousy your mom was, because at the price of changing the relationship is for them to admit that they were lousy parents. It's probably not going to happen. Nor should it necessarily. But just figure out what you want from each of them going forward. And you can hear, it can't be an apology. I mean, that's most people are not very good at apologizing, whether they're adults or not. So figure out what would help you to go forward. And maybe it's just tell me one thing, you know, that you really liked about me growing up. And or tell me, you know, can we go get a mani-pedi together or something? And don't be so vulnerable. If they say no, you're going to say, see, it'll never work. You have to be resilient enough to have a plan, to have a strategy, but to also have plans B and C and maybe through Z or ZZ. I mean, you know, don't give up on this because it's important to you. And your parents are very likely not going to be around forever, so it's worth starting as quickly as possible. And it's amazing how much you can get done if you're not asked, if you can let go of some of the anger, realize that part of the things, I mean, at one point I had a conversation with my mom, we were talking politics years ago, and my mother said, in a fit of real pique, which I didn't get, said, well, you think you could be president. And I didn't even hear that was really kind of an icky thing to say. I don't know what the name is, Manny. Anna. And I said, no, you had six kids and one degree. I have 6 degrees and one kid. You can't do both. Anna, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
My pleasure. What's on your mind?
I have a good one for you. How do I get my 16-year-old daughter to listen to me?
Talk with her about things she cares about and bribe her. What is this she not? Tell me how many kids you have.
I have 3. She's the youngest.
Okay.
She is 16, and it's more along the lines of listening, do what I tell you to do.
What are you asking her to do that she's not doing?
A few days ago, it was go to school. I'm tired. I don't want to go.
How does she do in school?
She's taking a lot of honors classes that are overwhelming her. Normally, she does really well, and so we kind of just leave her be. She has some you know, classes we don't know how to help her with, so
when she says, instead of saying, look, you have to go to school, obviously she's a bright kid. Was she a sophomore this year?
Yes.
Okay. Does she plan to go to college?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me put you on hold. I'll tell you what. When you're on hold, think about the one thing that you could offer your daughter that you think might actually change her behavior. But I'll walk you through this as well, all right? Put you on hold. Be right back to you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and I want to tell you about a new product from ProPure. It's a fruit-infused water filter pitcher. This is like no other water filter pitcher on the market today. Not only does it allow you to put your favorite fruits and veggies into its easy-to-access fruit infusion tube, it also uses ProPure's lab-tested filter that removes harmful chemicals and contaminants, including the dreaded fluoride. You know I love water, and now that ProPure has a pitcher that makes my water healthier to drink and yummy, I couldn't be more excited. If you want to have drinking water that not only takes out the harmful chemicals in tap water, but also want the option of infusing your water naturally. Go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, that's drjoy.com, now to get yours today. The average household drinks $35 a week worth of soft drinks. This water pitcher only costs $79.95. So not only will you be saving money, you'll also drink healthier for you and your family. So go to drjoy.com, click on the banner, and start today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
I've been talking with you about ProPure, and I must admit to you, I live in an area that's got pretty good water. And as long as it comes right out of the refrigerator, it tastes fine. If it's been sitting around for a while, there's kind of funny taste to it. Well, with ProPure, even at room temperature, there's no funny taste because there are no chemicals left in it, including fluoride. And in addition, I can put in the little cartridge whatever flavor I want. Like I can put in cucumbers if I want to be refreshed. Right now I've got lemon lime in. And what I'll do during the program is just fill up a bottle with ProPure. And it tastes delicious. I don't have to feel guilty about the environment. It's cheap. It's much cheaper than buying a dollar, buck and a half, $2 for some flavored water. And I can change it from day to day. In fact, I feel so positive about it. I'm getting one for the guys. So they'll have one during my program as well, because keeping them happy is really important. So all you have to do is go to drjoy.com and click on the banner and see if ProPure doesn't make a lot of sense for you. It's economical. It takes care of the environment. It tastes yummy. It's good for you. Yay! ProPure.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Somehow we lost Anna, so Anna called me back. Alright, so let me just talk with you about how you deal with 16-year-olds, or how you deal with anybody. Basically, we've got a smart kid who is feeling overwhelmed about school. So the place to start is not necessarily with either letting her stay home or forcing her to go, but saying to her, okay, so what's the consequence of staying home? What happens if you stay home? What can I do to help you here? And saying, what can I do to help you? Is an extraordinary powerful tool, especially with kids, because what kids feel, by and large, and we get sucked into it, is that we make the rules, all they have to do is either accept them or break them, which doesn't give them a whole lot of latitude from their point of view. From our point of view, it doesn't mean they have to do any of the heavy lifting. We've done all the thinking about it. Because here's a 16-year-old who does well in school, presumably wants to do well in school, wants to go to college. So flunking out of school doesn't make any sense, but it sounds like she's overwhelmed. So what I would do is rather than say, look, I'll tell you what, let me make you a deal. If you'll go to school today, when you get, you know, I'll pick you up at school, you and I will go for a walk, or we'll go get you an ice cream cone or whatever, and we'll talk about what I can do to help you here. And she's going to say, well, there's nothing you can do. Say, no, no, let's talk about whether or not you should drop a class. Let's talk about what can I do to help make school a better experience for you so you're not feeling so overwhelmed. And then what you can do, I mean, bribery to a certain extent is probably not the first line of attack on this with your kid, because she's already smart. She already wants to go to school. She's motivating herself. She wants to do well in school. Something is going wrong. And it may be school. It may be a boy. It may be that there's somebody who's made fun of her. It may be there's a teacher she doesn't like. We don't know. And all we're dealing with is the symptom of a kid who says, I don't want to. I'm getting stubborn. It's hard. Treating symptoms, it's like a headache, right? The headache can be because you need new glasses, because you've got a brain tumor, because you had too much to drink, or because you're feeling anxious. I mean, then a headache is only a symptom. It doesn't tell you what the cause is. We need to know what the cause is here. And you alluded to the fact that she is in a lot of AP classes and that may be overwhelmed, and it may be hard for her. High school is a whole different ball game than junior high school, and it may be hard for her to admit that she's not quite as smart as she thought she was, or that the competition has gotten harder, whatever it is. But rather than either doing it her way, which is staying home from school because you're feeling anxious, isn't a solution. I mean, you don't run away from problems. But we need to solve, and sort of forcing her to go to school when she doesn't want to will just make her rebellious and sneaky. So what we need to do is figure out what the problem is, because then you're going to have a much better shot at figuring out what the solution is. And one of the ways of doing that is saying, how am I help you? Or what would you like me to do about this? Okay? And be prepared for her to be snotty and say, nothing, there's nothing anybody can do. Say, no, listen, I'm really serious about this. You're a smart kid. You're really good at problem solving. And here's a problem. And you're going to know more about it than I know. So give me some idea about what makes sense to you. What would you like to do here? And just stick with it. And if you can do it outside the home, so she can't go slamming doors and, slamming doors is probably the major one, or run out of the yard. You know, don't do it in the car, because having discussions in the car, it's too confined a space. And if you're driving, it's too dangerous. So just go take a walk someplace. All right. Now, for kids who are not as motivated as your daughter, say to them, look, let's talk about the consequences of not going to school. Yeah, are we talking about an exam? Are we talking about one day? Are we talking about somebody hurting your feelings? Are we talking about cyberbullying? Tell me what we're talking about. But having some reason to overcome our fears. For example, I've talked about before, I'm kind of a nervous speech giver, believe it or not. And so if I know I'm getting paid for it, that sometimes can offset the notion of, why have I said yes to something else I don't want to do? Why am I putting myself in a position where I have to think up something, where I have to write something, where people can judge me, where people can be angry with me, where people can say, you know, who she thinks she is? And the answer is, well, you know, I'm making a living at it, or I'm doing it for a friend, or, you know, I got a trip out of it, or next time I have to learn to say no. So in your particular case, the good news is this is a kid who sounds like she's very much motivated by doing a good job, and that makes your job a little easier. But asking kids, how can I help you? What would you like me to do here? Is an incredibly powerful tool, because kids feel like we never pay any attention to them. You know, we're always making rules, and we never really care what they think, and we don't listen to them. So just saying, tell me what I could do to help. Incredibly powerful. All righty, what have I got here, Manny? About a minute and a half?
We've got longer than that. We've got about 2.5 minutes here.
2.5 minutes. Let's see what I could do here for 2.5 minutes. Well, there's a interesting story in that a photo of Billy the Kid, which was bought for $2 in a junk shop, is worth $5 million. That'd be good.
Yeah.
You ever bought anything? Do you go to yard sales and stuff like that?
Not really.
I love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Although I've never, I don't buy stuff as investments. I buy stuff because I like them or wear them. it turns out that taking In God We Trust off the back of patrol cars, supposedly, in San Juan. They're saying violates separation of church and state. You know, I just saw the movie Bridge of Spies, which I'll review for you tomorrow, I guess. And that whole notion, do you know what year, I think we actually covered it last week, what year and what president put in God We Trust in the Pledge of Allegiance?
That might have been a day Trevor was in.
All right, take a guess. I think it'll surprise you.
What year?
Yeah, what year? Well, once you figure out the year, you figure out the president. So you can do either answer I'll accept.
What
I know
year
I sound like Regis Philbin.
God We Trust was put in the Declaration of Independence.
No, and not Declaration of Independence. Not in the Declaration of Independence. It's in Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance, okay.
Take a guess.
The year, I'm going to guess 1887.
Good guess, but completely wrong. 1957.
Really?
It was actually 1956. Bridge of Spies is set in 1957, where we had the Russian spy Abel, and Francis Gary Powers was in the U-2, mm-hmm. was shut down over Russia. It was President Dwight D. Eisenhower in 19, I think he put the suggestion in 55, I think it was implemented in 56, because in the movie, they had the kids saying the Pledge of Allegiance, and I thought, I don't think that's accurate. So I had to go look it up, and it actually is. It started the year before.
Mm-hmm.
But think about that. I mean, you're saying 1880s, and it's much more recent than that. It's 60 years, 59 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
different country. My guess is at some point it's going to be taken out.
Yeah, you think with everybody kind of wanting church and state to be separate, you would think it would be probably taken out fairly soon.
Yeah, I suspect it's going to be out. Not because we're... Well, because we have a separation of church and state. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.